Good morning. Welcome, everybody. Please take a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes for a moment. As we practice today, remember that there are many right ways. We live in a culture that teaches us to value that harder is better, that more is better, that force is the way. But let's turn that around today and allow less to be more, to let softer be better, to allow letting go to be the way. Let's drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. Coming back to center, then our hands come to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. With hands at the heart, imagine you could gather up any worries, anxiety, stress that make your heart heavy today. And then with an inhale, reach them up. And exhaling, let them go. Come back to your heart again, and for the next few breaths, letting go. One more time, reach up. Let it all go. Come back to your heart. And remember, there are many right ways. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, folding forward, we'll lay our hands down on the mat. We'll step our feet back as we come to downward facing dog. Take a first stretch into your body. Move in whatever way feels good. As we practice today, let's trust the honesty of our body. More so than the mind. Pedal the feet one at a time if that feels good. And then let's walk our hands back to our feet. And we'll fold into a forward bend. So let's allow letting go to be the way. Now walking hands forward again, back to downward facing dog. And we'll set our knees onto the mat. We'll shift our hands so they come right underneath our shoulders. On all fours, bring your knees close together. And with an inhale, reach the right arm and the left leg out as far as they'll go. And then exhale, come back to all fours, arching your back like a cat. And then the next inhale, the left arm and the right leg reach out. Exhaling back to all fours, arching like a cat. Now keep flowing. Imagine you are a cat stretching. Listening to the body, trusting the honesty of our body. Do one more of these on each side. And when you feel nice and stretched, then gently set hips down into the heels. Reach your hands forward in this extended child's pose. Make whatever space here feels comforting. As we practice, less is more. Anytime you want to just stop and rest, here's a place to do that. Now turn toes into the floor, reach hips to the sky. We come to downward facing dog. Now step the right foot forward. Lay the left knee down on the mat. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, let hands come down to the mat and we'll step the left foot up to meet with the right foot. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhaling, fold all the way back down. Let's step the right foot back, touch the knee down to the mat, and inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, the hands come down, the left foot steps back. And with an inhale, we shift forward, shoulders above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, let your heart lift, cobra. Exhale, hips back into the heels, child's pose. Inhaling, forward again, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, slither into cobra. And exhaling back again, child's pose. And we'll turn our toes into the floor, we'll reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now step the left foot forward. The right knee comes to the mat, inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down again, we'll step the right foot up to join the left. Inhale, all the way up. And exhale, come all the way down. With hands on the mat, we step the left foot back, the knee touches down to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands again to the mat, the right foot steps back. Inhaling, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. With an inhale, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Take this flow a few more times to loosen up muscles and joints, to warm the body gently from the inside. There are many right ways. Listen to your own body. Find the way in each pose that feels just right for you. Let's do this flow one last time. And at the end of it, we meet together in child's pose. And toes turn into the floor, hips will reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Walk your feet now up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Touch hands overhead, exhale, drop hands down to the sides, circle around up into the heart, and then circle down and up to the sky again, and just let that flow. One more time, reaching up. Circling arms down and around and into the heart. Let's step to the very front of the mat as we take a sun salutation. Inhale and reach to the sky. Exhaling, we sink down into chair. And then with an inhale, reach up again, curve back into a little back bend if it feels nice. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And exhale, set hands to the mat. Let's step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms circle into the sky. And exhaling, they touch down again onto the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back, downward facing dog. And the right leg reaches up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reaching up. Exhale, hands come down. Step the left foot up to meet the right. And with an inhale, all the way to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up again, curve back into that back bend again if you want. Exhale, swoop down. Inhaling, we come halfway up. Exhale, touch hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands reach for the earth, we step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Now the left leg up in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. With an exhale, let hands touch the mat again, step forward. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, up once again. One more chance for that little back bend if you like. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, come halfway up. And exhale, let hands come to the mat. Let's walk our feet back. And step again into downward facing dog. Take a moment to feel the energy you've awakened. Let's begin our standing flow. Remembering that less is more, that softer can be better, that letting go is the way. Look to your hands now, walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up, and let your arms swing like you're blowing like the wind in perfect tranquility. And then reach up, hands come to a prayer, the prayer to our heart as we sink down into chair pose. So let your weight come into the hips and the heels. Breathe in and out the breath, allowing your mind to find a quiet resting place. Trust the honesty of your body. Let go of the delusions of your mind. Reach to the sky now. Exhale, drop the hands down and around into the heart. And then circle them around again to the sky to touch overhead. Do that a few more times. One more time to the heart. One more time to the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, set hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, many right ways. Do it in the way that feels right for you, your body, your needs. The mind is deceptive, but the body is honest. Now let arms open wide. And then push the arms behind you as your shoulders roll back and the heart reaches out. Reach to the sky. Exhale, hands down to the mat. Keep the right hand beside the left foot. Let's take the left arm in a big circle, reaching forward, up to the sky, around to the back, and down to the mat. Do that again, all the way around. And we'll do a third one, but this time when the fingers point to the sky, let's settle into the twist. So let this twist massage your back, releasing tension from your body. And then all the way around to the back. Hand comes down to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, go back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward and lay the back foot flat down. We reach up to warrior one. So the feet firmly grounded, the right knee lunging forward. The heart lifts, the arms lift. And the mind quiets in the gentle flow of our breath. Now hands fold into the heart, straighten the front leg. You're welcome to take a little step in right now if you like as we come to pyramid pose. Take your hands to your hips. With feet really grounded here, let's tip the hips forward and just begin to explore this pose. There are many right ways, so we'll all be in different places. So just listen to your own needs, to the wisdom and the honesty of your body. Let go of the deceptions of your mind. Less is more. Softer is better. Letting go is the way. Hands drop down to the mat. Step onto the right foot. Lift your left leg to the sky, the standing splits. And then set the left foot next to the right. Inhale, rise all the way up. Let the arms flow in the sky. Blow like the breeze in perfect tranquility. Hands to a prayer to the heart. Sink down, chair pose. Centered and grounded here. A reminder to bring your mind into the present by coming to your breath. And rise up, reach up. Circle arms down and around into the heart. And then around and up to the sky. Let it flow. One more time to the heart. One more time to the sky. Where hands touch overhead and exhaling, we dive all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, fold forward again, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Start it at the ground and then let it reach to the sky. The foundation always coming first. Let your breath be easy and smooth. Excuse me. Arms now wide open. And then reaching to the back. Let your heart spread wide, reaching forward. And then hands to the sky. And exhale, hands down to the mat. So let's do that circling again, this time with the right arm. So the left hand stays with the right foot. Reach the right arm forward, up to the sky, all the way around to the back, and down to the mat again. And then go a second time, all the way around, nice and slow. And on the third circle, enter the twist. Fingers point to the sky, and we gently invite this twist into our back. Letting go is the way. And then all the way around to the back, down to the mat where we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Now the left leg reaches to the sky. And we'll step the left foot forward. The back foot lays flat down, reaching up, warrior one. If your mind wanders away, as it is likely to do, come back to your breath. Now fold hands into the heart, straightening the front leg. Here again, if you want to take a little step in before pyramid pose, now would be the time. Hands to the hips, turn the whole pelvis forward. Explore, lengthen. There are many right ways. What's the right way for you? What does the wisdom and the honesty of your body tell you? Find where your body says yes. Hands fall down to the ground. Step onto the left foot. Lift your right leg to the sky. Standing splits. Step the right foot down to next to the left. Inhale, rise all the way up. Let the arms blow like clouds in perfect peace. Hands to a prayer, the prayer to the heart. Sit down, chair pose. Grounded, centered, present. And then rise from the chair as your prayer reaches to the sky. Exhale, drop the arms to your sides. Let them come up into the heart. Inhale, the arms circle around to the sky. Let's flow. One more time to the heart. One more time into the sky where hands touch. Exhaling, dive all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, set hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. From the ground up to the sky in your right way. The way that feels just right in your body. Your arms reach wide open. And then push hands toward the back as your heart reaches forward. And arms to the sky. Then hands down to the mat. With hands on the mat, lower and lift the back knee. If this feels okay, you can explore taking hands off the mat, maybe onto your thigh or to the heart or up to the sky. But less is more. Stay in the place where your breath is smooth and easy. There are many right ways. Take hands down to the mat, lay the back knee down, scoot it deeper if that feels good, and then reach your arms to the sky. Link the fingers over your head like a steeple pointing upward. And then knowing your body, listening to the wisdom and honesty that it gives you. Curve into a back bend only if it feels like the right choice for you. And then bring hands down to the mat and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, go back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up into the sky. We're going to take a big wide step, so let's first open the right hip a little. Point your knee to the ceiling. Draw circles with your right knee around and around. And then right leg up to the sky again. And now with that right hip nice and open, take a wide step forward. Plant the back foot. Let's step into warrior two. So a much wider stance than before. Arms spread open wide. Our body facing sideways. But we look down the right arm. Let the breath fill up the wide space of this pose. Soft in the shoulders. Letting go is the way. Now take a little reach forward. Turn the right hand over. Streak it across the sky behind you as the left hand drips onto the left leg. Side or reverse warrior. Big side stretch up the right side of your body. And then cartwheel the hands all the way around to your right foot. Take a couple of hops with the left foot until you come all the way up to the front. And then inhale, rise all the way up. Let your arms blow like clouds in perfect peace. Hands to a prayer, prayer to the heart. Sink down, chair pose. And then rise from the chair. Reach your prayer to the sky. Exhale, hands come down to the sides and around into the heart. Let it flow. One more time to the heart. One more time, reach into the sky, touch your hands, dive all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. And exhale, set hands to the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Listen to your body, the wisdom and the honesty of your body. Let go of the deceptions of your mind. Arms wide open. And then turn the hands back. Reach back with the hands as your heart reaches forward. And then arms to the sky. And exhale, down to the ground. Lower and lift the back knee. Whatever amount of support you want to take from your hands to make it an easy place. Less is more. And then hands come down to the mat. Lay the back knee down. Take a deeper stretch if you like. Circle arms overhead. Fingers link together like a steeple over you. Lift up high through the torso. Curl into the back bend if it feels right with your body. And then bring hands down to the mat. Curl the back toes under. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog. Reach the left leg to the sky. Again, before this big step open, roll the hip open. Draw circles with your knee to explore the opening of your left hip first. Left leg to the sky, and that big wide step forward. Back foot flat down, warrior two. So you'll be facing the other way now, but still bringing that same softness into the shoulders as you open your body. Fill the space of your body up with your breath. A little reach forward, the left hand turns over, reaches across the sky, reverse warrior. And then a spiraling of the arms to come all the way around to the left foot. Come onto the right toes, a couple of hops will bring you all the way up. And then inhale, rise up. Arms to the sky. As we blow like the waves in perfect harmony. Hands to the heart, sink down into chair. Now rise from the chair. Hands swoop down and around into your heart. Continue the flow. One more time to the heart. One more time into the sky where hands touch. And exhaling, we dive down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, fold forward, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Many right ways. Listening to your body, find the right way for you. Arms wide open now. And push hands to the back. Let your heart reach forward. And then reach hands to the sky. Bring a prayer to your heart and let's twist again. This time taking the right elbow across the left thigh. A lengthening through the body as this twist spirals around to the left. You can spread your arms wide open here. You can keep your hands in a prayer. You can lay your back knee down. There are many right ways. Unwinding the twist. Take hands onto the right thigh. Take the right hand behind, or left thigh. Take the right hand behind the back. Gently twist around to the right for a moment. Unwinding the twist completely. Then coming down, hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. Right leg up to the sky. Step the right foot forward, and this time walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Take hands onto the thighs, lift up to stand. We'll take a standing back bend here, so find a nice foundation first. It always starts with the foundation. Hands around to the low back. Make fists here. Rise up. Roll the shoulders back. And let your heart reach up toward the sky. As you curve into the back bend, it feels safe for you. It feels like a yes for your body. Come up from the back bend. Hands to the hips. Pour your back bend now into a forward bend. Let your hands fall down to the ground as your head hangs heavy. Bend your knees if you need to. There are many right ways. Let's walk hands around to the front. Turn your feet as you do. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Arms wave around as we blow in the waves in perfect harmony. Hands to the heart, sink down into chair. Reach your prayer to the sky as you stand up. The heart, arms swing down and around and into the heart. Continue that flow. One more time to the heart. One more time to the sky. Touch hands. Exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, folding forward. Our hands come to the mat as we step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. From the ground to the sky. Less is more. Soft is better. Letting go is the way. Arms wide open now. And then push the hands back behind you as the heart stretches forward. Arms to the sky. A prayer to the heart. Let's twist the other way now. Left elbow crossing right thigh. Let this twist lengthen as it twists around to the right. And again, there are many right ways, so find the way that feels just right for you. Now let's unwind the twist all the way by taking right hand on the right leg, left hand behind the back, turning the heart around to the left a little, and then coming down, hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Walk your hands around to the long side of the mat. Hands onto the thighs as we lift up. Ground the feet, hands around behind your back, make fists. Returning to the back bend, rise up through the body. Roll the shoulders back, let your heart reach toward the sky. Just to where your body says is right. Listening to the honesty of your body. Carefully coming up, taking hands to the hips, pouring the back bend into the forward bend. Drop hands. Letting go is the way. Now walk hands around to the front of the mat, pivoting the feet. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise up last time. Let yourself blow in perfect tranquility, peace, and harmony. Hands to the heart, sink down into chair. And then rise up from your chair, reach to the sky, circle arms around and into your heart, and back up to the sky. Last flow. One more time to the heart. One more time to the sky. Touch hands overhead. Exhale, excuse me, dive all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, take hands to the mat, walk or jump your feet back, and let's take our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. We'll lay our knees onto the mat. Let our hips settle into our heels. We come to rest now in child's pose. Lay yourself down into this quiet stillness. Feel the energy awakened within you, moving into every cell of your body. Feel your whole body breathe. Now look to the front of your mat. Press your hands into the floor. Turn toes under the feet and reach hips to the sky. From downward facing dog, walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, circle arms to the sky. And exhaling, hands come back into the heart. Let's step into a balancing series now. We'll start on the right foot and let's begin with tree pose. So begin by creating the root system to hold your tree steady. Left foot ankle, calf, or thigh of the right leg. Hands to the heart or branching outward. There are many right ways. Hands back to the heart, bring the right knee, left knee forward. You can straighten the left leg or you can keep it bent. Let your head lift straight up to the sky. Now bend the left knee if you have it straight, reach your arms out. Wrap the left knee around the right, left leg around the right, right arm around the left. Hug your shoulders or bring the forearms together in eagle pose. Now arms reach up and overhead, cross still at the hands. The eagle rises. And then step down. Welcome both feet onto the ground. Take a moment to relax a little. And then let's try balancing on the left foot. Again, starting with tree pose, starting with a root system. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands to the heart. Or branching out. Step down and try again whenever you need to. Now as hands come to the heart, bring the right knee forward. Head high, thigh high, straight leg or bent knee, wherever you like it.
Bend the knee, arms reach wide, wrap the right leg around the left, the left arm over the right, hugging shoulders or arms together, eagle pose. And then the eagle rises, arms reach overhead, hands, wrists cross, hands together. And we step down, stretch a little, relax a little. And then with an inhale, arms reach for the sky. And exhaling, we come pouring down. Hands to the mat, walking our feet back. We again lay knees to the mat and hips into the heels, child's pose. Let's walk our hands way over to the right, enjoying another side bend. Hands walk back to center, and then around to the left. And now center again. Press hands into the mat, turn toes under the feet, and lift hips to the sky. We step again into downward facing dog as our entry to pigeon pose. If you prefer to take the pigeon pose where you lay on your back, crossing one ankle over the opposite thigh, please feel free to do that variation. If you're taking this variation, step the right foot forward. With a bend in the knee, the foot comes in behind the left hand and the knee behind the right. Lay the left knee down, scoot it deeper if you like. In pigeon pose, you can let your heart lift high or you can slowly lay it down. What feels good? Listen to the honesty of your body. Letting go is the way here. Softening is better. And less is more. Take hands back onto the mat. If you're on your back, you can go ahead and swing up to sit. If you're in this pigeon pose, curl the left toes under, send your right leg to the sky behind you. And then let's step the right foot forward again, just like we did with pigeon pose. Foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. But now we'll hop the left knee and snug to the right, so the thighs hug each other, and sit down between our feet for a twist. Reach your right hand behind your back. Lift your left arm straight into the sky. And then as you exhale, hook the left arm across the right leg and let this twist spiral around to the right. Let it rise up from earth to sky. And then we let it gently unwind. Like we did in that previous twist, go ahead and unwind all the way around to the left a little. And then come back to center. Swing the right leg around behind you as you set hands onto the mat. Step the left foot back and we'll find our way back into downward facing dog. Let's do that on the other side now. Again, feel free to take the variation on your back if that's a better one for you. Step the left foot forward, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Right leg comes onto the mat. We deepen to where it feels just right. Lifted or lowered, there are many right ways. Let the breath be slow and easy. hands onto the mat.
If you're on your back, swing yourself up to sit. Curl the left right toes under, send the left leg to the sky behind you. And then bring the left leg in just like pigeon pose. Foot behind the right, knee behind the left. Hook the right knee in behind the left knee. Sit between your feet. Let's twist the other way. Left hand behind the back, right arm to the sky. Use an exhale to twist around to the left now. Let it rise, growing up through your back and spine. And then let it unwind slowly, even all the way around to the other side a little. And then come back to center, swing the left leg back, hands to the mat. Step the right foot back for one last downward facing dog. And then touch knees to the mat, crisscross the ankles. Come right over tops of your feet, and we'll stretch our legs out for a forward bend. Inhaling, we lift to the sky. Exhale, tip the hips forward, fold into your forward bend. Your forward bend, there are many right ways. Say no to the deceptions of the mind. Say yes to the honesty of your body. Hands now walk up the legs. We'll bend our knees as we lay ourselves down onto the floor. Come onto your back. Lay yourself down, hug your knees, get settled for a moment. And then let your feet touch as you spread your knees wide open, hands to the floor behind your head. Point to the ceiling and then use your abdominal strength to lift up and through your legs. And then come back down. Bring knees together. Reach arms to the ceiling. This time, come over to the left leg, left side of your legs. And come back down. Toes touching, knees come wide open. Let's come to the center. And then back down. The knees come back together as this time we go over to the right. Back to center. Open the knees, come to center. Grab the outsides of the feet, lift them up as if they walked across the ceiling, pointing knees down to the edges of your mat. And then spread the legs wide open in a great big V. You can reach to your inner thighs if you can't find your feet anymore. And then hands to the outsides of your legs, draw them back together. Rock side to side. And let's step into inversions now. If you feel comfortable in a shoulder stand, you could go there. If you feel comfortable in a bridge pose, go there. There are many right ways. If it's shoulder stand, be careful as you take hips and legs up above your shoulders. Support yourself by the use of your hands. For bridge pose, push down into the feet and lift into the bridge. Less is more. Softer is better. And letting go is the way. Nice and slow now, begin to bring yourself back to the mat. One vertebra at a time, touching down onto the floor. And when you're all the way there, wrap arms around your knees and rock side to side. And then step feet onto the floor for fish pose. Lift your hips up, slip your hands underneath. Lay hips down onto your hands as you straighten the legs. Sitting up, we'll tuck elbows and forearms underneath our back. Head lays back, the neck opens, shoulders roll back, the heart lifts. And then bring the head up first.
And you can lay the fish pose back onto the mat. Hands out from under the hips. Now they'll reach behind our head as we lay ourselves down onto the ground, stretching long for our last twist. Reach down, take hold of the right leg. Give it a hug into your body and then cross it over you to the left. Let your head look to the right. Left hand falls to the floor. We unroll the twist. Realign yourself to the center of your mat. Stretch the legs, reach the arms. Be as long as you can. Reach down now for the left knee. Cross it over you to the right as your head drops to the left. And the right hand falls to the floor. That last twist lays you onto your mat. Realign yourself to the center. Get something that will keep you warm if you like, and lay yourself down now for our final relaxation. Close your eyes. Release all effort and just slip into a stillness. I blow with the wind in perfect tranquility. I float with the clouds in perfect peace. I roll with the waves in perfect harmony. I am connected to everyone, to everything. If I am a wave, uniting with all, I become the ocean, emptying myself. I can be anyone and everything. I am one with all. In these last moments of this final relaxation, create for yourself a meaningful closure for your practice today. And when you're ready, roll your body over onto your right side. Rest there a few moments. And then finally begin to ease your way back to where we began our practice. Sitting comfortably centered on our mat. Come here with gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. And once again, let's drop our head down and let it roll side to side. And centered, once again, our arms reach slowly up into the sky, where our hands touch overhead. Bring your hands first to your forehead for unity in our thoughts today. And then onto the lips for unity in our words. And finally to the heart for unity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.